So hello and welcome to our podcast. Today I'm going to be asking Denise how we can make our relationships happy and empowering in our everyday lives. So over to Denise.
Thank you. Well, everybody wants to have a good relationship, but not everybody knows the rules of relationships. So the 5 points for a happy and empowering relationship in daily life are connected with this question of, you know, the rules and protocols of good relationships. So first of all, you have to sit with the person that you are intending to develop a relationship with, or who even you are born into a relationship with, and actually sit down and define what the rules and protocols are of your relationship. It may sound strange, but it really makes a huge difference if you position yourself and you get the other one to position themselves, and then you negotiate for rules and protocols that you both agree upon. And this might involve a fair amount of negotiation, because you need to understand what the other person thinks a relationship is about, and they need to understand what you think it is, and then you have to arrive at a consensus. The second aspect of a relationship is the territory, because in a relationship, the relationship always involves some kind of a place, whether you share a house, or you share an office, or you share a car, or whatever it is, you need to actually define which territory is your territory, which territory is their territory, and which territory is common to both of you. And if you set that at the beginning of the relationship, this is going to help in daily life situations which come up, where there can easily be arguments or bones of contention. Now, a third thing to be very aware about is to avoid divided loyalties. I was talking to a friend of mine today who was analyzing a relationship that she had where the other person had done things which she considered really quite wrong. And it was, in a sense, quite philosophical. And she was saying, I think it's quite relevant and valid. She was saying that it's not a good idea for two sisters to have the same best friend, because that creates a situation of divided loyalties. And you can very easily get into trouble where you have a relationship in which your loyalties, by the nature of the relationship, your loyalties are divided. So when you go into a relationship, you enter into a relationship, it's very important to understand these things, because it's very easy to offend a person by violating the principles on which they operate. And if you're unaware of those principles, you can cause a problem, and you will not realize that you are the cause of the problem. You possibly think that the other person is reacting inappropriately to you, and this is because the protocols and it's really the politics of the relationship that haven't been clarified. And when I say politics, it's in philosophical sense of the word, because politics refers to the relationships between people, whether it's large numbers of people or two people having a relationship. It always involves political principles and realities. Now, a relationship is about love. And so now, love is not really to be considered as a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, or a sense that I love you, therefore you belong to me. It's really not like that. Love is different. Love, it was once said by another friend of mine, love is a verb. Love is about giving. But it's also about equalizing the relationship. That means there is give and take on both sides. And for a relationship to be successful, happy, and harmonious, you need to be very aware that if you're taking something from the other, you need to give something that corresponds in value to what you're taking, so that the relationship remains on an equal footing. Very often, you may find yourself in a situation where you need a lot of help from the other person. Maybe you're sick, maybe you have some special need. But if that's the case, then you have to find out some way in which you can give the return of what you're taking through some different means. Otherwise, you can get into a situation where the person is quite happy to do it for you for a while, and then when the weight of what you're taking and they're giving goes beyond a certain point, they will start to feel resentment and they will try to avoid giving. Now, another thing which is also connected with this is the idea of expectations. Now, I think a lot of people go into relationships with a variety of expectations of what the other person is expected to do or be or provide. And you need to avoid having expectations or over-depending on the other, because in fact it takes a long time to really understand another person. And I think in the initial stages of a relationship, you need to give yourself at least one full year to observe the person and really feel them out, understand what their taste is, how they operate emotionally, psychologically, and so on, and just be willing to give sufficient time in a relationship to really discover the other person and allow them to discover you. In a way, it takes years together and a lot of negotiation of any relationship for it to be deep, sustaining, and lasting. And this is why most people have only superficial relationships with each other. So I think that we're not satisfied with superficial relationships, but in order to have a deep, empowering, and happy relationship, this work that we need to do. Thank you very much.